Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Hey, it's Latif from Radiolab. Our goal with each episode is to make you think, how did I live this long and not know that? Radiolab. Adventures on the edge of what we think we know. Listen wherever you get podcasts.
The Open Ears Project is supported by Belmont. Serene river cruises along the canals of Burgundy, stunning hideaways beside natural wonders, Belmont offers some of the world's greatest luxury travel adventures. Visit Belmont, that's BELMOND.com, and book your getaway today. Where will you go?
This is the Open Ears Project. Welcome to day 9.
And this is the opening of Stravinsky's Rite of Spring. That dissonance, it's a wistful, beautiful melody. And I'm setting you up to feel like that's what's coming, and that's not what's coming. I'm giving you this, and then I'm going to challenge your definition and your understanding of what that is. It gives you an insight into Stravinsky's mind. My name is John Batiste. I am a musician that is a composer as well as a band leader. I am the music director for the Atlantic Magazine, and I'm the artistic director of the Jazz Museum in Harlem. So that's a lot of jobs, but guess what? I like them all. I've listened to all types of music for years growing up in New Orleans, and there's something about music that really grabs you if it's something that you understand, but if you don't understand it, it kind of repels you. So the Rite of Spring sounds like cacophony when you first hear it. To me as a child, I thought it was people playing all of the notes at the same time and not listening to each other. But for whatever reason, I was really attracted to it because the Disney cartoon, Fantasia, as a child, you're like, whoa. I don't know about this music, but Mickey Mouse is happening.
Hi, everybody.
I didn't always watch Fantasia while listening to the piece, but listening back, I really discovered that there's an arc. It's like an ebb and flow that creates the entire narrative structure for the piece. Stravinsky naturally would take forms and try to twist them and take melody and try to invert it or make it into these things that are challenging your perception. Like, I'ma flex on you real quick. I'ma shift it on you. And then I'ma keep going, and you just gotta follow the thread of these two ideas. And that's exactly the kind of stuff that I like to do. You know, it's not really like an intellectual pursuit. It's more just about feeling the wealth of greatness and the depth of humanity that these things that I love really harbor. Because then it opens your world to this other, it's another dimension of experience in life.
John Batiste and that inimitable take on Stravinsky's Rite of Spring. Probably one of the most iconic pieces of 20th century classical music, if not all music. If you want to dive in fully, then it's coming right up. Otherwise, you can catch up with it anytime over at openearsproject.org. All right, I'll be back tomorrow. See you then.
Thank you.
Thank you.